Hi, award-winning Gutterback, and the season ebbs ever closer, and the transfers, they still don't come. But Klopp tantalised us yesterday. Yes, he did, after Liverpool's 1-1 draw with Bilbao, the pre-season friendly. We're recording it just the day after that. Jürgen said, and he didn't need to, I don't think, we have a big squad, and there might be something happening until the end of the transfer window, but I cannot say anything about that at the moment. Now that is the biggest nod and wink you'll get from our manager, I think. And to speculate mindlessly on these nods and these winks and other matters and things that came out of the Bilbao game and pre-season in general are Neil Atkinson, Leon Prescott and Mike Kearney. Now, he did add, Jürgen, we have new signings. We bought three players we couldn't use last year for most of the season. We have back in the team. We obviously have a new midfielder in our squad with Harvey Elliott. He's also forgotten about Konaté as well, which is an actual new signing. It's a difficult one, this, because I've been, you know, being a transfer fiend, I always want new players in. I'll start with you on this one, Neil. This goes without saying. But as this pre-season's developed, you sort of get to the point where you think one or two relatively significant profiled signings could block the path of certain players who you think could be genuinely as good, if not better, than new signings. Obviously, I'm referring to Harvey Elliott. Obviously, I'm referring to the likes of Naby Keita, but you throw Curtis Jones into that mix as well, and probably others. The devils you know are talented, are, and it's a truism that Klopp subscribes to, usually better than devils you don't know.
And that's possible. The thing for me is on Elliott still, I'm not eager to get sort of unbelievably carried away myself. Not from the point of view of just simply where at how much I think he can bring and where said qualities will be brought. I think it's still going to be a difficult midfield to get into on a regular basis. And his front three issue is he plays where Mo Salah plays. That's where he wants to do his business, and Mo Salah wants to do his business where Mo Salah wants to do his business. So we end up in a little bit of a slightly difficult situation there around Elliot. And I think that the idea that Elliot has in some way, shape, or form sort of leapfrogged Jones or Chamberlain in the queue, for me, isn't an argument that really holds water, unless we all think James Milner has leapfrogged over Fabinho. And I don't think we do think that. So therefore, I don't think we should necessarily think that Elliot is in. I feel as though at the minute there is Fabinho will definitely start against Norwich. And I struggle to sort of say who the other two would be. In that I think that the manager.
Sorry, let me just quickly interrupt. There is a key distinction, though, between Milner's situation versus Fabinho and Jones, Elliott's versus Jones and Chamberlain, in that they've been available since the beginning of pre-season, as has he. Fabinho hasn't been. Had he been available a week earlier, I don't think Milner would have played yesterday. Well, Fabinho would have played.